Welcome everyone to another episode of Are You Not Cancertained? This is episode 57 and today's date is July 5th, 2017. I'm your host, Carrie, and I'm joined as always by that duo that doesn't raise the bar. They are the bar, Russ and Kent. Welcome back, Russ. How are you guys doing tonight?
Pretty good. It's good to be back on the podcast, but it's funny. I did the blog last week, and I won't do the blog this week, and I didn't do the podcast last week, but I'm doing the podcast this week. Kind of weird, but it's good to be back.
How about you, Kent? How are you doing over there?
I was informed by our corporate sponsors that I had to issue an apology for telling people to kill themselves last week. I didn't mean kill. I just meant kill your dignity and, like, shoot your toes off. Not, like, go out and commit suicide. God, you idiots are so literal sometimes. Not you corporate sponsors, but everybody else. But, yeah, I'm doing great.
Wow, I take a week off, and you're ruining our show, basically, by killing people. Or telling them to kill themselves.
But some people deserve... I mean, nobody deserves that. Nobody.
And I thought my legal disclaimer at the end of that rant was going to work for that. Apparently, corporate sponsors didn't like that. I'm very upset by this.
The sponsors in Canada were not satisfied.
All right.
They also did not like my use of the N-word from last week.
Wow, man, I missed a lot.
I don't know what's going on in this society.
I guess I should do something I never do and listen to the podcast.
Nah, we just insulted you.
That's what I thought. That's why I was going to listen to it.
All right, so for our first-time listeners, we recap and discuss the week in wrestling, particularly the WWE. We also have a few fun segments that we would like to share with you as well. So, Kent and I found out that Russ was unable to keep up with what happened this week in the world of WWE. So we're going to change things up again this week and play a fun game with Russ, which we will call, Did This Happen This Week in the World of WWE? The format, listeners, is simple. There are 46 true or false questions, so half of 9 deuce, which Kent and I will take turns asking Russ. Russ will then have to determine whether or not the event happened, or whether the event did not happen. So true or false. And both of us are going to keep track of how many he gets right over the course of the game. So Russ, you ready to go?
I am ready to go. I was on vacation, and basically what happened is I couldn't watch wrestling on either night because we were out both nights, and the internet where I was is awful, so I couldn't get Hulu to work either. So I was literally in the dark. I know absolutely nothing except one thing that happened on wrestling. Kent and I already discussed this, and I should be able to get at least one right. I'm excited. Let's see how this works.
Wow, you sound like the Raw writers.
So good, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's do this.
All right, Kent, kick us off with question number one.
All right. Enzo Amore opened up Raw and ended up getting the upper hand over Big Cass physically. True or false?
That sounds so stupid that I'm going to say true.
Okay.
Either that, you guys are really good at this.
All right, question number two. Bayley challenged Sasha for the number one contendership and won after Corey Graves came down to check on Bayley, which caused Sasha to get into it verbally with Corey and allowed Bayley to get the win. True or false?
Oh, I'm going to go with false. That doesn't seem real. Man, I'm going to do terrible on this. I can already tell.
All right.
Because I'll be honest with you right now, those two right there seem very plausible. That's how bad.
Well, I would hope that everything that I've written comes off entirely plausible in the horrible world of wrestling.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I was hoping there would be some just like, okay, that's obviously false, or that's obviously real. Those two right there, I'm like, ooh, maybe?
Number three. Backstage, Sasha confronted Bayley, asking what happened, only to get assaulted by Alexa and Nia.
Oh, man. All right. Well, if the other one was false, the other one has to be false, too. So, false.
All right. Question number four. Alexa and Nia defeated Bayley and Sasha after Bayley got hurt and Corey helped her to the back. True or false?
Okay. This one's true. The other one was false. This one's true. Darn it. Now I'm going to be wondering about the other one before it. All right. This one's true. Okay.
All right, number five. Braun Strowman demanded more competition from Kurt Angle, and Kurt offered Braun a match against both of the Harley Boys.
I'm going to say false.
All right.
Question six. Cedric Alexander and Noam Dar appear to be feuding again.
I'll go with true on that one.
Okay. Number seven. The Miz basically made fun of how poorly WWE has booked Dean Ambrose.
I'm going to go with true on that one. Although I'm not 100% positive. That seems... Like, how badly, like, insulting him or how badly... The WWE screwing him.
How poorly WWE has booked Dean Ambrose.
Yeah, I'll go true on that one. I'll still true.
All right, question number eight. Heath Slater fought Dean Ambrose to determine the number one contender for Miz's Intercontinental title.
Could you repeat that one more time?
Heath Slater fought Dean Ambrose to determine the number one contendership for Miz's Intercontinental title.
Probably true. Yes, true. That seems stupid as hell. And Dean probably won.
Number nine. Rhino has a shirt that says, I'm with Heath.
False. Come on, false. No, false.
Okay.
Question 10. Goldust came out and cut a promo without his film operator.
I almost wanted to say false off principle, but I'll go with true. Maybe the operator's only for matches.
Number 11. Kurt Angle has made a ladder match between Cesaro and the Hardy Boys for Great Balls of Fire. Wow, two Hardy Boy questions.
I know. True. God, I hope so. Let's get some excitement for Great Balls of Fire. True. You guys, don't let me down on this one, Kat. That was going to hurt right there.
Well, you'll find out later on.
I guess I will.
Question 12. Seth Rollins defeated Curt Hawkins in two moves.
Ah, I know this one. True.
All right. See, I told you you could get one, right?
Woo, I got one. Although, if you didn't tell me anything about that, I would have been, oh man, two moves? No, false.
Number 13. Brock Lesnar got the upper hand either on the mic or physically against Samoa Joe.
I'm going to go with false. He shouldn't have gotten the upper hand.
Okay.
All right. Question 14. Neville beat Mustafa Ali and then beat him down until Akira Tozawa made the save.
That sounds true. That sounds true.
Okay. God damn it.
Did you make real quick, did you make it like there's 23 false, 23 true, or you just mixed it up, didn't matter?
I didn't count the final. There's no final tally for me. Okay. I don't know what I did.
Okay.
I just did with whatever made me giggle the most.
All right.
I took the most absurd things I could find from the week and sprinkled them in with some truths and mixed in with a bunch of lies.
Ah, it's good so far. You did a good job. You're good at this.
Number 15. Bray Wyatt cut a rambling promo while wandering the Phoenix Desert, and it didn't help his feud with Seth Rollins at all.
That sounds true as hell.
All right, question 16. Elias Samson interrupted the Cesaro versus Finn match by coming out and singing a song.
Oh, that's too awesome to be true. False.
Okay. Number 17. Finn Balor versus Elias Samson is going to be a Falls Count Anywhere match at Great Balls of Fire.
No, false. I think they're just going to give us a straight up match. False.
18. Braun Strowman defeated the Hardy Boys cleanly.
Ah, crap. That means the other one's probably true. Cleanly? False. It couldn't have been clean.
Yo, this is kind of like that old TV show from like the early 2000s, Beyond Belief, Fact or Fiction with Jonathan Frakes?
I think so, yeah. And then everybody was like, is this true or false? And you're sitting there like,
It was a crazy show. I think also Mitch Pileggi at some point hosted it.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. This is fun because I have no idea how many I got right or wrong. I'm just assuming they're all wrong at this point.
At one point, I was like, maybe I should just make them all false just to fuck with Ross. And just completely book the whole show myself.
And make it sound awesome. I'm like, no, this whole thing is false.
Number 19. Roman Reigns took on Apollo Crews and Titus O'Neil in a handicap match as the main event of Raw.
True. That sounds terrible, so true.
Question 20. Braun told Roman that he wasn't through with him.
Oh, that's definitely true. Come on. Give me there. Braun Strowman ain't through with him. He ain't through with anyone.
All right. Moving over to SmackDown.
Okay.
I think. Yes. Number 21. John Cena kicked off SmackDown with a promo and claimed to not be part-time.
True. Sounds so damn obvious. So it's definitely false. That sounds like a John Cena thing. That's what I'm saying.
Yes, it does.
All right, question 22. Rusev returned during Cena's promo and promptly lost to him in a flag match.
Definitely 100% true. 100% true. You want to screw Rusev? That's how you do it.
Number 23. Carmella came out to new music as she is now the official first ever historic Miss Money in the Bank.
Oh, man. All right. True.
Question 24. Daniel Bryan threatened to take Carmella's Money in the Bank contract again. He also threatened to ban Ellsworth from the arena, fine him $10,000, suspend him for 30 days, and if all else failed, to trade him to Raw.
No, false. Come on. We got to be over this bullshit. Oh, no!
Number 25. Lana faced Naomi yet again for the championship and jobbed in under 10 seconds.
No, false. Screw it. Come on. No, come on. False.
Lana has now joined forces with Tamina.
True. I'll go with true on that one.
Number 27. Naomi's belt now glows.
True. I'm going to go with that. True. That sounds so terrible. That's got to be true.
Number 28. Baron Corbin attacked Shinsuke while wearing a red and white polka-dotted shirt.
Yes, please. Yes. True.
Number 29. Snoop Dogg officiated the rap battle while wearing an NWO Wolfpack shirt.
Ooh. Well, I know he officiated it. I think. We go true. Sure. That sounds awesome.
Question 30. New Day came out with an entourage made up of a black dude and an Uncle Sam hat, a sailor, a bald eagle, Elvis, a unicorn, Statue of Liberty, George Washington, powdered wig-wearing Chippendale dancer, Abe Lincoln, and a dancing hot dog.
Yes, I want that to be true. I just want to see it, so true.
Number 31. The Usos told Big E to keep it PG and not rated R like Xavier Woods.
That didn't happen. False. No way. Come on.
Question 32. Aiden English had the upper hand over Randy Orton for over 4 minutes.
False. It's Randy Orton, come on.
Number 33. Aiden English got the win over Randy Orton after interference by Jinder Mahal or the Singh brothers.
I'll true that one. I think he might have... I can't... Randy take a loss like that? No, true. True. We'll go true.
Question 33. JBL only said modern-day Maharaja once.
False. While false. Jinder was false, out. False. 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 You must have said it 50 times. Come on.
Number 34. Ty Dillinger was interviewed by Tyler Breeze disguised as a chick named Tanae Young while Fandango was in the background in a green vest and a mustache.
Please, yes, true.
Question 35. Sami Zayn interrupted another Mike and Maria promo segment.
True.
Number 36. Jason Jordan, Chad Gable, Ty Dillinger, Luke Harper, Sin Cara, Eric Rowan, Epico, The Ascension, The Hype Brothers, Breeze Dango, Sami Zayn, and AJ Styles were the participants in the Battle Royal.
True? I have no idea. Wow.
Question 37. Connor was the first man eliminated in the Battle Royal.
Yeah, true. I was going to say he's too fat to get over the ropes, but yeah, no, true.
That may have been my favorite question of the whole thing. Better Baron Corbin in a polka dot shirt. I don't know.
Those are both good. Oh, no, the Fandango one.
Oh, yeah.
That's good stuff.
I had a lot of fun with some of the stuff.
That was good stuff.
New Day's posse also.
Oh, yes.
That was a good question.
Yeah, good question there.
Number 38. Zack Ryder eliminated Mojo Rawley.
True. I think there's a breakup coming there, so I think that's true. And I think Zach's going the heel route, so yeah, true.
I just realized I have two number 33s.
Ah. Well, 33B.
Oh, well. And with that, question 39, asterisk. The final three were AJ Styles, Sami Zayn, and Luke Harper.
I'm going to go false, because, no, maybe true. I hope it's true, but it's false. That sounds too much like a pipe dream that Kent wants to happen.
My pipe dream is Luke Harper being the champion, okay?
Well, yes, I know, but we got to have
nobody's
small
smoking
steps
from that pipe, okay? Number 40, asterisk. Maria helped Sami Zayn get eliminated.
True.
Question 41? Question mark. The Shining Stars were granted their release Tuesday.
Epico and Primo? Well, where would they go? False.
Okay. Number 42. Kurt Angle recently did an interview, and they asked if he could take any one talent from NXT, who would it be? And he said it would be Aleister Black.
I think that's true.
Question 43. Renee Young didn't know what day that America became independent.
That sounds stupid. True.
Okay. Number 44, ...
Dive.
Daniel Bryan, I'm talking smack. Daniel Bryan asked Mike Bennett why he switched his name to Canellis.
True. Sounds like the callous thing to do.
Question 45, I think. John Cena is advertised to be on next week's Raw.
He's a free agent. True.
You know what? Let's just call it our 46th question. I won't even ask the last question. The last question just doesn't really need to be asked. That way we can keep it at half a nine deuce.
Okay.
But Russ, for bonus points, Stephanie McMahon is advertised for Raw next week.
True. Might as well be, right?
Okay. Well, now we can go back over the questions. And, Russ, I hope you have notepad up so you can keep track of how many you have right and wrong.
You know what? I'll do... I got a notepad itself.
That's delightful.
Yes.
Okay, so, number one. Enzo Amore opened up Raw and ended up getting the upper hand over Cass physically. You said that was true, and you are right.
Oh, my God. Okay, can we stop and elaborate on some of these?
Sure.
Okay, how the hell that happened? What? Come on.
Basically, Enzo came out, cut another heartbreaking promo, blah, 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 and then he said that Cass should have a shirt that says Casshole, and then backstage, Cass got interviewed, and Enzo sneak attacked him and assaulted him, and, like, got the upper hand for, like, all of, like, a second or two, but Big Cass never retaliated, so... Technically, he got the upper hand.
Okay, all right.
All right, question two was, Bayley challenged Sasha for the number one contendership and won after Corey Graves came down to check on Bayley, which caused Sasha to get into it verbally with Corey and allowed Bayley to get the win. You said this was false. This was false. That match never happened.
Thank God, because that sounded awful.
Yeah, actually, Carrie, that's something we have to... If it's a segment that involved multiple questions, we can't quite reveal the full truth. And yeah, I guess we could.
I don't know how the hell that works suspensefully.
Yeah, the suspense is kind of over for the next question, then.
Yeah, number three, backstage, Sasha confronted Bayley asking what happened, only to get assaulted by Bliss and Nia. You said false, and you were right.
Okay.
You start off with three in a row.
That's not bad. Okay, I'm feeling good about this now. Although, it sounds like I'm going to go downhill soon.
All right, so question four. Alexa and Nia defeated Bayley and Sasha after Bayley got hurt and Corey helped her to the back. That also did not happen.
Oh, darn. I said true, right?
Yes, you did.
All right, nuts. All right.
But that tag team match did happen.
Okay, I just didn't get the ending part right. Okay. I feel like I have
somehow
either.
I don't know. Carrie, can you elaborate on what happened? Or did we already discuss that neither of us paid much attention to it?
There was some kind of just weird screw around thing where Nia got like screwed over by Alexa or something. I don't know. I kind of tuned it out.
Sasha won it at the end, and it was, I don't know. I fast forwarded through the match.
Okay, fair enough.
All right, number five. Braun Strowman demanded more competition from Kurt Angle, and Kurt offered Braun a match against both of the Hardy Boys. You said false, and you were right.
Oh, whew.
That segment kind of happened. Braun did demand more competition from Kurt Angle, and Kurt Angle just was like, the fuck? What do you want from me? And that was basically how that whole segment kind of went. Like, there wasn't much to it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Question six. Cedric Alexander and Noam Dar appear to be feuding again. You said this was true? It's true.
All right.
That match was short and dull as hell. All right. So, number seven, The Miz basically made fun of how poorly WWE has booked Dean Ambrose. You said true, and you were right. The Miz did cut a promo, basically burying how badly the WWE has booked poor old Dean Ambrose.
Is it a good promo or not really?
I wouldn't watch it.
Okay. Miz has been awful since he's been on Raw.
Since he's been the champion?
Yeah. Which is the champion rule. They always get terrible.
So, question eight was, Heath Slater fought Dean Ambrose to determine the number one contender for Miz's IC title. You said that this happened? Unfortunately, it did not happen, but Heath Slater did have an Intercontinental title match against Miz.
Aww.
You're saying aw?
Well, because that's great. That's great. You're right. But I'm assuming he lost or something stupid happened.
Oh, of course he did.
Yeah, so.
He's just one man.
Yeah.
But he's got kids.
He does have kids.
Number nine. Rhino has a shirt that says, I'm with Heath. You said false, and you, sir, are wrong.
Oh, man. I'm glad that was wrong. That's awesome.
Like, the whole segment, like, could have been cool. You may want to watch it, I guess. Like, because it does have Slater. It has a bunch of people we liked. It was just a bland segment when you kind of consider everything that happened.
Well, it's funny because I was hoping that was true, but I was like, oh, no, they wouldn't do that. And then with that shirt, I thought maybe it was going to be a different type of shirt. But no, oh, well, I'm glad that happened. Good for them.
All right, question 10 was, Goldust came out and cut a promo without his film operator. You said this was true? It was true.
Oh, man, what? That better be for just matches, then.
Yeah, they dropped that gimmick
already.
Yeah, like they're doing God's work there. number 11. Kurt Angle has made a ladder match between Cesaro and the Hardy Boys for Great Balls of Fire. You said that was true, and you're wrong.
Oh, I should have known
it's
better.
Going to be a 30-minute Iron Man match, Ross.
Are you
30 minutes of those two fighting in a non-exciting match.
See, that,
30 minutes.
That sucks. Now, is it no rules? Like, they can both be at the same time, or is it tag?
Russ, you know how an Iron Man match works?
Yep. It's pin. How many pins you get in the 30 minutes?
It's pin, submission, DQ, and count out.
Okay.
It's a normal match, only as many quote-unquote falls
as you can get
in 30 minutes.
Oh, that's going to suck ass. I mean, I don't know. Like, Cesaro's great to watch.
No, it's going
to
suck ass.
Oh, man. Damn. I knew ladder match was too good to be true.
Question 12. Seth Rollins defeated Curt Hawkins in two moves.
I'll mark right on that one.
You said this was true? You would be wrong.
You liar, Kent.
No, in this case, the ref called for the bell, and Seth pretty much hit his finisher, and bye-bye, Curt Hawkins.
You lied to me.
No, Seth punched Curt, the bell rang, Seth hit one move, which was his finisher. I didn't lie in saying those two moves, but during the official
during
match,
the official
it was
match,
only
was only one. Damn it. All right. You that was good for you, because you got me with that one.
Yeah, I figured I'd take the one fact that gave me twisted. You should have known better.
I know.
Number 13. Brock Lesnar got the upper hand either on the mic or physically against Samoa Joe. You said this was false, and you are correct. Brock Lesnar, they did an interview segment like where they were like side by side on the screen, and then Joe's like, fuck this, I'm looking for Brock. Finds him, gets held back while Brock just kind of talks like a little bitch to him and doesn't do anything. It was basically, they just made Samoa Joe look like the biggest badass and Brock like the teeniest, tiniest little bitch like Braun Strowman in January.
Hmm. Which is weird because, you know, Brock is winning now because Joe got the upper hand on him right before the Great Balls of Fire. So
when hasn't Joe had the upper hand this whole feud?
That's true. Which it makes him look good, but when he gets if he gets destroyed now, Great Balls of Fire, he's going to look terrible.
I guess we'll see.
I know. All right.
Question 14. Neville beat Mustafa Ali, then beat him down until Akira Tozawa made the save. You said true? This actually is false.
Oh, nuts.
There was no beatdown and no Tozawa.
Darn.
And the match was boring.
See,
I felt.
When it was too exciting and sounded good, I should have known right there. False. I should have known.
Now, Russ, this was the toughest question on the whole quiz.
Okay.
Bray Wyatt cut a rambling promo while wandering the Phoenix Desert, and it didn't help his feud with Seth at all. You said true, and it's damn true.
That was easy.
You could kind of skip that segment if you want.
I figured.
Question 16. Elias Samson interrupted the Cesaro and Finn match by singing a song. You said false. You would be correct, sir, because he just played his guitar.
Yeah.
There was no song, Russ, so you can't sit there and say yes.
No, you're right. Okay, you're right. Well, I thought it was too cool to be actually happy.
Yeah, you got a little penis-y there where it happened mostly.
Yep.
All right, 17. Finn Balor versus Elias Samson is going to be a Falls Count Anywhere match at Great Balls of Fire. You said that was false. And you are right, but not for the reason that you stated. So you get it right with shame.
Okay.
That match isn't even happening.
It's not?
You just thought the match was going to happen and it wasn't going to be cool. No, it's just not happening.
Oh, what? That makes no sense. What's the whole point of that then?
What?
Weren't they feuding?
What? WWE? Not, what?
I know, right? Makes sense. I know. Obvious. That's all right, well.
So, question 18. Braun Strowman defeated the Hardy Boys cleanly. You said false. You would be correct. That was a made-up match.
Oh, I thought it happened. So...
It seemed plausible.
Yeah, I thought it happened. I didn't think he... This is the way I went with it. I didn't think he asked Kurt for... You know, for more challenges. I thought he actually just had the match. So I was backed off on that one. I got him right for the wrong reasons.
Number 19. Roman Reigns took on Apollo Crews and Titus O'Neil in a handicap match as the main event of Raw. You said true. That was false.
Oh, darn it.
Braun Strowman took on Apollo Crews in the main event. And... He started beating the shit out of Apollo, won it. Titus came in for the save. He also got beat up. Braun threw Apollo in an ambulance. Oh, and Roman wasn't there. But then suddenly the ambulance didn't drive. And we were like, oh no, who's driving? And believe it or not, it was Roman.
Oh my goodness. What?
And I was so happy.
Man, that sounds better than the match you made up.
It was historic, Russ. It was the first time ever that's ever
happened. Wow, okay.
Question 20. Braun told Roman that he wasn't through with him. You said this was true. This was actually false. He did not utter those words the entire episode.
Well, that's just stupid. If he's going to have a catchphrase, he's got to use it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh no!
Oh, all right. I'm still in the positive. I'm still doing better than my worst, my wrongs.
What is your score right now?
The score right now is 12 right, 8 wrong.
Okay. Number 21. John Cena kicked off SmackDown with a promo and claimed to not be part time. Now I know in your heart of heart you're like, "Jeez, that sounds familiar." So you went with true. And you would be right, because he did the same goddamn thing he always does.
That's what I was worried about, actually. I was like, did Kent actually make it to sound like he did something he'd done recently all the time? Or is he, because he's being a dick? Or did it actually happen? I was like, it probably happened. Oh, man. All right.
Question 22. Rusev returned during Cena's promo and promptly lost to him in a flag match. You said that this was true. You would actually be wrong.
Oh, thank God.
There is no match. The match will occur at Battleground.
Oh, never mind. So it's just going to embarrass him there then, that's all.
Yeah, I feel this will be a segment we kind of talk about once we're done with this quiz, because there's a lot of fuckery going on there.
Okay.
Number 23. Carmella came out to new music as she is now the official first ever historic Miss Money in the Bank. You said
true.
You said true. And you were wrong.
Oh, no. Not new music?
No new music. Nah. She's fabulous for us.
That's true. I should have thought about that.
But she did look very good this week.
Which makes me scared for the next question.
Cage, question 24. Daniel Bryan threatened to take Carmella's Money in the Bank contract again.
I'll just mark that
he
wrong.
Also threatened to ban Ellsworth from the arena, fine him $10,000, suspend him for 30 days, and if all else fails, to trade him to Raw. You said true. This is actually false. He did all of that, but he did not threaten to trade him.
Wait, Russ said false.
I said false.
He did?
Yes.
Is that one of those ones where you're like, no, this could be true, but okay.
He wavered.
I wavered, but I stuck
false.
With false.
Okay, right. Never mind.
But everything did happen.
That sucks,
except for the trade to Raw. He never said that. But Ellsworth's gone for 30 days, and he's getting fined $10,000.
What's the point?
And he did want to take away the Money in the Bank briefcase yet again. And he got banned.
But now, this time, at least when he interfered... At least this time he didn't take the thing down, which everybody interferes, which is whatever. This whole thing with Daniel Bryan's making me feel like he's a pussy.
Daniel Bryan's almost like acting like a big dickish heel in this particular case, in my opinion.
He may too. He wouldn't do that to a face if they did it.
No. No, he would not. Number 25. Lana faced Naomi again for the championship and jobbed in under 10 seconds. You said false, And you would be wrong. It was 9 seconds. I
timed it. Are you kidding me? What?
9 seconds. It was, she did some move, like Naomi did one move and then put her in a submission move and it was over. She tapped out. 9 seconds.
What's the point at this time?
Well, no, maybe you wait for the next question.
Okay.
Which is, Lana has now joined forces with Tamina. You said this was true? This is true.
At least I got that right. But still.
It was weird, though. You watched this, right, Carrie?
Yeah, it was strange. There are no words to describe how strange the ending of that match was.
Like, some pairings just feel weird immediately, and this is a pair... I don't get it. Tamina's... I don't want Tamina to be somebody's lackey again. That's my biggest fear. She's finally blossoming into something serviceable as a wrestler, and I fear that she's just going to go back to this bodyguard role.
Yeah, but when she was in that bodyguard role, she was in that bodyguard role for... AJ Lee. Who's actually a heck of a lot stronger in all aspects of wrestler than Lana. But whatever.
I don't understand the whole point of this. It's just kind of stupid.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, Russ, rather than me type it, it's either going to be Rusev or something else that we have not discussed yet.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Let me bring up my document again. Number 27. Naomi's belt now glows.
Sounds horrible.
You said it was true, and sir, it is amazing. It is. You were right.
Does it look good, or is it terrible? Like I think.
Actually, I thought it was kind of cool looking. Quite frankly, okay. I gotta give props to it.
Okay.
What'd you think, Carrie?
It wasn't bad. Yeah.
I just think when they say glow, it just sounds like it's terrible. But, all right, if it looks good, that's good.
All right, moving on to question 28. Baron Corbin attacked Shinsuke while wearing a red and white polka-dotted shirt. You said this was true? This was true.
Yes! Awesome.
That shirt was so awesome looking. As soon as I saw that, I'm like, that's a question.
That, yes.
Wait, did Shinsuke get the upper hand at the end of that, Carrie? I don't even remember. I was enamored by the shirt.
I actually missed that segment. Eric told me afterwards, because I was just like, was Shinsuke even on tonight? He's like, yeah, you missed it. I was like, what was I doing? He's like, I don't know, probably falling asleep.
Yeah, it was 30 seconds, so you could sneeze and miss Baron Corbin and Shinsuke on SmackDown.
Okay.
It was a good time. Number 29. Snoop Dogg officiated the rap battle while wearing an NWO Wolfpack shirt. You said this was true. While the NWO Wolfpack shirt was live and in color with Sting, Nash, and Luger, and whoever else was in the Wolfpack, you were really convinced that it was Snoop Dogg. It was not. It was a guy named Wale, whose music I have never heard of, and I thought his name was pronounced Whale.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I would have thought Snoop Dogg. That seemed reasonable.
Well, yeah, because he likes WWE right. And all that stuff. That's why I was like, I don't know any other rappers that are related to WWE that's not Flo Rida. And last I knew, Russ thought that Flo Rida was a 350-pound gentleman from his WrestleMania appearance, so I didn't want to use him again.
That's true.
All right, keeping with the rap battle, let's talk question number 30, which is, New Day came out with an entourage made up of a dude in a Uncle Sam hat, a sailor, a bald eagle, Elvis, a unicorn, Statue of Liberty, George Washington powdered wig wearing Chippendale dancer, a blinking and a dancing hot dog. You said this was true. You would actually be incorrect here. Aww. There was no dancing hot dog.
Oh, so everything else happened, though? Nice.
Yeah.
All right. I'll take the wrong
I
on
hear
that
the
one.
Dancing hot dog just sounded like it belonged there.
Yeah, it does. You're right. I mean, I was like, that sounds reasonable.
Why wasn't it there?
Exactly.
The rosebuds, right? That's all I could think of.
Well, I was thinking rosebuds, and I was thinking because America, you know, it's hot dog. That seems reasonable. Is this worth seeing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is. All right. The Usos told Big E to keep it PG and not rated R like Xavier Woods.
No.
You said that this is false, and this is 100% true.
Oh, man, really? Awesome. I can't believe you said
that. It was probably the best line of the whole night. There's a lot of good lines in the rap battle, believe it or not. Despite all the stupid overreacting, like, all right, I don't know how to say this without sounding like a complete white guy, but is this shit what really happens in rap battles? Like, is this what... Do black people, like, seriously, like, overreact to every little, like, snub, or were they just being over-the-top comic relief? Carrie, can you enlighten me here? Because I'm so confused as a white dude right now.
Honestly, I've never seen... That was my first rap battle. I have no idea what to expect. There's no expectations on my end. I have no idea.
All I could compare it to was, like, 8 Mile, and they... reacted, but they didn't overreact. Like, this was some severe overreaction. I was like,
I think I have to watch the rap battle.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. It was probably the best part of SmackDown.
That's an awesome line, though. That's an awesome... I can't believe they actually went there. I would have thought for sure that there was no way that Raw would let them, or WWE would let them go there.
I was actually more impressed that you thought that I was smart enough to come up with that line.
It's reasonable. It's not out of your league. I don't think that's out of your league. All right. Still doing okay.
Moving on to question 32. Aiden English had the upper hand over Randy Orton for over 4 minutes. You said this was false? This actually happened.
What? Come on. I don't like this. I'm starting
to... It was a commercial break segment that took up a good 3 minutes. So, yes, it did happen.
Still, I can't believe even during a stupid match like that, he had it for three. Wow.
Yeah, you're in the midst of the long shanks right now, Russ.
Holy. Okay, this is where I'm starting to go bad. All right, I was going to say, I did pretty good.
You went bad with the Snoop Dogg, then the New Day, then the keeping it PG, then this. That's 4 in a row, Russ. And believe it or not, you're not out of the woods quite yet.
Oh, man, come on. I'm still 2 ahead right now. I'm still 2 ahead.
Well, it's going to be 1 in a second. Because Aiden English got the win over Randy Orton after interference by Jinder Mahal or the Singh brothers. You said true. But it's false.
Damn.
No Jinder, no Singh brothers during the match. Randy simply got DQ'd and lost the match.
Oh, he got DQ because he got so angry. The legend killer gets mad because...
But Aiden English has a win over Randy Orton now, in which he dominated most of the match.
That's true.
Good for Aiden.
Yes.
So we have our second question, 33, or should I just say 34 at this point? JBL only said modern day Maharaja.
No way.
Once,
come on.
While Jinder was out. You said false. You would be correct.
All right, I thought there's no way he only said that once.
Yeah, but you're an idiot, Russ.
Why?
Because
he didn't say it at all. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I would have thought
I wrote the question before Jinder even came out. I'm like, I'm just waiting for him to say it. And then it never happened.
Wow.
I wrote a lot of these questions ahead of time.
Thinking.
Just because I'm like, that way I don't know what the outcome is. That way. You know, it's plausible one way or the other. It's what I would predict to have happened, and
right.
It didn't.
So you can clearly see now, based off these numbers, because I'm pretty 50-50, that I clearly had no idea what the hell was going on wrestling at all this week.
Now, for a feel-good moment, Ty Dillinger was interviewed by Tyler Breeze, disguised as a chick named Tanae Young, while Fandango was in the background in a green vest and a mustache. You said that this was true, and yes, sir, it is.
Nice.
Very true.
That's awesome.
And so when I said Rusev or another person, I would say Tanae Young's also very much in this discussion because... Carrie, you saw this, right?
Yes, it was hilarious.
All right, I gotta watch this. All right, I'll watch that. I think that does sound like Crush of the Week to me. That was the other one I was thinking. I forgot that question was out there. That's beautiful. I've got to see it. Tanae Young.
And for question 35, Sammy interrupted another Mike and Maria promo segment. You said this was true. This was true, and apparently Mike's shirt was amazing.
It was like a white bird with some nice colorful feathers with like a greenish-blue background, if I'm not mistaken. It was just a great-looking shirt that I would totally wear if I was going to a party.
All right. Worth watching?
I mean, it takes like all of 20 to 30 seconds, so okay. Sure, okay. If you want that, yeah. All right, number 37, basically. Jason, Jordan, Chad Gable, Ty Dillinger, Luke Harper, Sin Cara, Eric Rowan, Epico, The Ascension, The Hype Bros, Breeze Dango, Sami Zayn, and AJ Styles were the participants in the Battle Royal. You said true, and that would be false.
Damn.
Because Chad and AJ had a match earlier in the night to determine who would have a chance to be in the Battle Royal. Not only that, I'm also realizing I had a typo, as I did not have Dolph Ziggler's name in this. So it was false on two different levels.
All right. That one seemed too good, but I was like, I was wondering about that. I was like, would he throw in somebody wasn't actually in it, or did he actually try to throw me a curveball and this was true? I went with the true. I was wrong.
And while we're still talking about the Battle Royal, question 38. Connor was the first man eliminated in the Battle Royal. You said this was true. This is actually false.
What?
Dolph was the first one eliminated.
What?
But I figured Connor was like the most likely person to get thrown. Like, once again, I wrote that question before anything happened.
I can't believe Dolph was out first.
It just seems so. Didn't that kill the match a little bit for you, Carrie? Like, they took away one of the four best people in the whole match, like, immediately. Didn't that kind of dumb it down a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, there were so many other people that could have gone out first. I mean,
Like Connor.
Or Sin Cara, or
Epico.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was weird. Also, I want to say, what else was weird? And this was actually going to be a question, but then I cut it. American Alpha, on 4th of July, decide to wear different orangish, yellow, and black attire instead of their normal American red, white, and blue.
That's stupid.
I don't get it. Like, I'm sensing something's going to happen with them as a team. Like, something is... I don't know. It seems very odd that they suddenly got brought back and now they're dressing different. Something's off with this. That's all.
Okay, we're not done with the Battle Royal. I'll ask a question about the Battle Royal after.
Yeah, number 39, Zack Ryder eliminated Mojo. You said this was true. It was false.
Damn it, you played on my turn.
Bill. Mojo eliminated Zack.
Oh, snap.
And then Mojo got distracted. He was he was looking at Zack. And then, I don't know, a bunch of people eliminated him. It was stupid.
All right.
Question 40. The final three were AJ Styles, Sami Zayn, and Luke Harper. You said this was false. You would be correct. Ty Dillinger was actually number three.
Holy crap. That's awesome. Yep.
Yeah, Luke Harper didn't make it.
I didn't think Luke Harper would.
Number 41. Maria helped get Sammy eliminated. You said this was true. No. Sammy just got eliminated cleanly by AJ. As a matter of fact, Mike and Maria did not come out for some reason. I don't know what they're waiting for to pull the trigger on this, but at some point they'll have to pull the trigger on it.
Yes, that was weird. I'm only one ahead right now.
All right. The Shining Stars were granted their release on Tuesday. You said this was false. You'd be correct.
But why was only... I don't know if it was Primo or Epico, but why was one in the match and the other wasn't? I was very confused by this. I've checked the news sites. I saw nothing about... Like, they requested their release last week.
Hmm.
So, I'm a little confused why only one showed up in the Battle Royal.
Maybe only one wanted this release for real.
Yeah. I don't know. They're both related to Carlito.
Hmm. Now, okay, I got a two-question buffer. How many questions do we have left?
Four?
Oh, shoot, I could still fall behind. All right, let's see.
Oh, yeah. I'll ask a question. Okay. Kurt Angle was interviewed and asked if he could take any one talent from NXT, that he would take Aleister Black. You said that is true. And mark another one on the old negative side.
Damn.
He said, do you have any other guess who it would be? Because I was torn whether to choose Aleister Black or Bobby Roode as the question. It was neither of them.
Right. I swear he said somebody was not like you would expect. That's what I was trying to think. Because I thought I read the article.
Okay, clearly you didn't. Okay. Asuka, the other obvious choice.
Oh.
The one who's now beaten Goldberg's record.
Oh, yes, that's right. Because we care about that. First time ever. Historic.
Question 44. Renee Young didn't know what day America became independent. You said this was true. This was true.
All right. Woo! I think that's going to save me right
but
there.
But in her defense, she is Canadian, so it's okay, I guess?
Yes, that's true.
She got asked last night on Talking Smack on Independence Day. Talking Smack again was very good. Not as good as last week, but still very good. Okay. If for no other reason, for that alone. And AJ Styles was on, and him and Daniel have really good chemistry.
Right.
Okay, number 45. On Talking Smack, Daniel Bryan asked Mike Bennett why he switched his name to Mike Kanellis. You said this was true, and you were right.
All right.
That conversation happened.
All right. I am now, no matter what, positive.
Mike and Maria were good on Talking Smack as well.
Good.
Not great, but they were good.
I got to get into them to see if I like them or not.
And let's close this out with number 46. John Cena is advertised to be on next week's Raw. You said this was true. You would actually be incorrect.
Oh, look at that.
And if we're talking about the bonus point here, which... You know, we have to talk about it. Stephanie McMahon is advertised for Raw next week. You also said true. You'd also be wrong.
Oh, good thing that doesn't count because it's a bonus. I still end up 40. Okay, ready? You want my score?
Yeah, you probably end up with, what would it be, 24 to 22?
24 to 22. And if you count the bonus against me, 23.
So, very down the middle there.
Yes, so clearly... I did not watch wrestling this week at all because a lot of that was guessing. And you did try throwing some tricky ones in there. Like, there were some half-truths that I thought, yeah, it seems plausible. And there were some that I completely got right guessing the wrong thing, thinking the wrong thing.
Yeah, there were some questions I'm like, I'm leaving it too open for interpretation, but then I didn't want to rewrite anything.
Right.
Clearly, as I had two number 33s, I didn't give a fuck.
I'll say this. This was actually fun. It's too bad we couldn't do this more often.
Yeah, it's a shame that we can't watch wrestling every week and then just have somebody ask us questions and determine if we're right or... Honestly, if this was just a weekly thing and I just stopped watching wrestling, I'd possibly be okay with it.
At least you get to
stop.
That's
how bad it's
going to be. No, okay, to be fair, all of us have to get a chance. It can't just be you, Kat.
But come on. I've been watching this crap for way too long.
All right, so wrestling, you're right, kind of sounds blah to me from what you said.
SmackDown was the better show.
Yeah.
Raw was dumb as hell for a go-home show.
Mm.
The thing I'll remember most from Raw is possibly Bray Wyatt being in the desert giving a rambling promo. Just because it was kind of cool to see him wandering the desert, and then he had nothing of importance to say.
Which, of course, that seemed very obvious. The Rusev thing, so, too. I'm going to tell you right now, I fell for the Rusev thing hard, because that seems like the thing they would do to Rusev.
Well, I want to talk about the Rusev thing, but I do want to ask you this, Russ. Actually, I want to ask both of you these questions. Russ, first and foremost, how does it feel to know that your boy is in the most meaningless pay-per-view match possibly of the year? And furthermore, secondly, Kerry, how does it feel that your boy's not even on the card when the most pointless match of the year is on a card? I'm just curious about both of your perspectives on this.
My question is this. I just don't get WWE anymore. Like, they have too many top people, and instead of doing things that make sense to at least feud things, like build up the character, they just put them in holding patterns, and they don't know what to do with them sometimes. That's what this Seth and Bray thing feels like. It's a holding pattern for both guys because they didn't know what to do with them this month. So they made a stupid-ass feud, and it's dumb because it's going to hurt one of them or both of them, unless the match is good.
And just from my perspective, and I kind of want to echo what Russ is saying, it's almost like Balor's in a holding pattern as well. I mean,
it's until they can be fodder for Brock.
Unfortunately, yes, and that's the problem. I mean, in the case of, let's say, we do have a match between Finn Balor and Elias Samson, who do you have win? Both guys need a win. Any loss on either side hurts both guys. It's the stupidest feud they could have set up.
That was a dumb feud. Both guys need some wins. Especially if Finn's going to be facing Brock. He needs a win or two. That's decent.
It also, like, all right, based on the last pay-per-view, we were told how important five guys were. We were told that Roman's important, and he's in the second biggest match of the card. Samoa Joe's important because he's facing Brock Lesnar. Finn Balor was in that match. Bray was in the match, and Seth. Like, in theory, if all you knew from the last pay-per-view was that Bray and Seth were going to have a match, you would think that's at least number three on the card. At this point, it's probably number eight on the card.
Yeah, it holds no value, really, because the two don't have anything connecting them to make them have a feud.
Two people with that big of a name, it's absurd. Why not use both those guys to get over, like, to be in matches with younger talent, like Seth versus fucking Elias Samson would have worked on a lot better basis, because Seth could afford to eat a cheap loss,
yep,
and Finn could have had a match with somebody and gotten over maybe Seth, or maybe Finn versus Bray, like we thought they were going to do for past 2 months, and they keep refusing to do.
Or they could have done, you know, well, I think they have a story going on that way, but why couldn't they just do a triple threat match between Seth, Bray? If they're not going to use Elias, then use Seth, Bray, and Finn in a triple threat match. Just give us a classic match.
I don't know, like, the whole thing's just mind-numbing.
Well,
and
it seems like they're refusing to give us certain things.
Prior to Tuesday, I would say it's the dumbest feud happening, and then Cena had his promo, so... And now I've already, like, decided, nope, that's already taken the cake as dumbest feud going
on.
Yeah, I mean, the case of Cena and Rusev, we've seen that already. A tank was involved, as a matter of fact.
Will we get a tank again?
Probably not.
No. Well, no. It is Battleground.
It is, but...
No.
Well, I mean, can we talk about the whole thing there, because... Is there a worse person for Cena to immediately feud with? Once again, we're talking about Cena has to win his comeback match, you would think. Rusev should be winning his comeback match. They've been advertising Rusev, kind of, off and on. What sense do you make of this, Kerry?
I almost want to say I want to see their match at Battleground somehow end in just like a double count out, some kind of just maybe disqualification. Just no one goes over clean. I think that
is
would
be
the... Is
it a flag match, though?
Yeah.
Or is it just the one...
How does so that can't... work? I've never seen a flag match.
Actually, I don't know. I've seen plenty of flag matches, but I think basically whoever wins just gets to wave their flag. It's one of the dumbest stipulations. It's old school 1980s, you know, thought process.
Well, it makes it sound like Rusev's going to maybe win to get the heat on him, maybe?
Is John Cena ever going to let Rusev get a win, though?
No, probably not.
I don't know. I feel that I lost. I feel like, once again, Rusev's getting screwed and is going to go down history as one of the most screwed over talents that we've ever had. For a guy who can move as well, have as good of a moveset, and talk on the mic, I mean, he is a total package. For total packages in WWE, he's probably in the top 10. But he's treated top 40? Mm. Top 30 at best? It's... Why Rusev? Why not? I don't know. Why? Obviously, I understand why they didn't do Jinder, because of the Punjab prison match. But couldn't they have done somebody else? I don't know. I don't even have any ideas, but somebody. Who? Somebody could have. Dolph?
KO?
Dolph sounds fine. Well, KO's got AJ Styles.
Well, that's true.
And Dolph's doing nothing. Yeah. Dolph doesn't mind jobbing. Dolph would have been a better choice than Rusev.
Oh, absolutely. Because Rusev needs a win. Rusev needs a win like nobody's business. Like, you want to put him in there and make him one of the best, he's got to have a win.
Well, that... Unless... Rusev is still trying to dig himself out of the last time he got buried by the Cena.
It's almost like Rusev and Lana are getting punished simultaneously. I mean, Lana jobbed in 9 seconds. Yeah. Lana keeps jobbing, and she's been back for all of 6 weeks? Five weeks, I think,
yeah.
I don't understand. Like, did they do something wrong? I have not read a single thing about Rusev and Lana pissing them off.
Other than them getting married after the whole break them up thing.
Yeah, that's so, like... That was last year, right?
I know, it was over last year. It was 2 years ago, wasn't it?
I don't know. Carrie, you're up on gossip and
told me. Yeah, I mean, it was a long time ago. There's just...
That was last year. Roman and Rusev were in that terrible feud last year.
Was it really that recently? It feels like it's been unfortunately, ages ago. It feels like ages ago.
Yeah, unfortunately, it was last fall when Roman had no direction.
Hmm. God, that feels like so long ago. All right, I believe you.
Yeah. That whole thing makes me sad. But Breeze Dongo was great, Russ.
Yes. I can't wait to watch that. That sounds awesome.
Ty Dillinger was back?
Yes. And he made it into the final three in the Battle Royal. Now we won't see him for another 4 weeks.
Which is a whole other question. What the hell are they going to do with... Like, they showed their whole roster, basically, on SmackDown.
Mm.
And as I'm watching, I'm still like, who the hell feuds with Ty Dillinger? Dolph?
Apollo Crews?
Basically, is Dolph going to be my go-to response for every everything? Single... But who else do they have that's a heel that's not involved in anything right now?
Well, Apollo Crews would have been great, but they screwed that up by sending him to Raw.
Crews can't lose.
Crews can't lose. I like that.
Titus O'Neil, July 3rd, 2017. Yeah.
Dolph?
Yeah. Because Sammy's going to be with Bennett.
Yeah.
Shinsuke's with Barrett. Rusev's with Cena. KO's with AJ. That leaves Dolph Ziggler. Because Mojo and Zack are going to be playing grab ass. Connor's too fat to do anything. The Shining Stars are going to get released at some point. Eric Rowan?
Yeah, Eric Rowan. What about Luke?
I mean, we're really left with Dolph Ziggler and Eric Rowan.
What about Luke? Face or heel? What are they doing with him?
Luke's a face, last I knew, and that never made any damn sense, because they never elaborated much on that.
Right, he's just a face. He turned against Bray. Okay, face.
Yeah, you're number 6 face on the fucking SmackDown roster. Whoop-de-fucking-do. You were in main events months ago.
Yeah.
I mean, the SmackDown roster's deep. It's just that every heel has a story except for Dolph right now and Rowan.
Yeah.
I guess Dolph would be a better match for Ty.
True. If Baron's in a match with Shinsuke. I would say Baron would be great.
No, Baron and Ty. Ty's too small to be working. Ty's not Sami Zayn or AJ Styles level.
Right.
Like, those two small guys can work with Baron and have a good match. I don't think Ty's going to have as good of a match right now. Ty still has a long ways to go.
He does.
Unless maybe they turn... I don't know. I'm still kind of curious about American Alpha.
Yeah, they could be turning them. That'd be a good feud for them. Especially if they go single.
I don't know, guys. I kind of like the whole Ty Dillinger and Dolph Ziggler theory that we've been working on.
I mean, well, it's good.
Who better to put him over than Dolph Ziggler? That's what Dolph Ziggler's kind of doing now, is putting over the younger guys.
Which is good. That's good for him. But I mean, well, it's bad for him, too, because he looks awful. But
it's job security.
Yeah.
It is one of the greatest job securities. Basically, Dolph Ziggler's made a career out of being Shawn Michaels / Chris Jericho with lesser talent and finishing moves that don't work. Which is still Jericho-esque. But the Codebreaker still does get some wins.
True.
I don't know. The whole American Alpha thing, I think something's up with it.
Yeah, why would they, the one day that wearing the clothes that they always wear makes sense, and they switch it up? That's weird.
And Chad's been featured back-to-back weeks now.
Yeah.
But Jason Jordan was just there in the match. I don't even remember him getting eliminated. Do you, Carrie?
No, I don't.
Was there a commercial during the Battle Royal?
There was, and quite a few people got eliminated. Jordan may have been one of those people that got eliminated. I don't know. The whole thing's very confusing, because Jordan's the better athlete of the two. He has the better look, I would think. Hmm. But Chad's the more charismatic. Better on the mic. I don't know. Maybe they are going to split them. I could see... That split makes way more sense than the Hype Bros to me.
Yeah.
But the Hype Bros, they did a segment backstage where Mojo seemed to be like stewing about something, and then Zach's like, "Hey, bro. Got in the Battle Royal, bro." And then Mojo's like, "Yeah, I'm hyped."
But he wasn't hyped.
He seemed a little downtroddenly hyped.
Ruh-roh. I thought he would... Well, turning him heel, would that be good for him? Because he was actually a pretty good face, I thought.
Mojo?
Yeah.
Have we ever seen Mojo as a heel? I don't think I've seen it in NXT.
No. It would definitely be a new role for him. I think it'd be a good opportunity for him to show.
Well, a good opportunity. Range. Right. But I thought he was actually coming off as a pretty good face.
If they could give Mojo a gimmick similar to that of Bully Ray when he had his good run in TNA, but that's kind of what Corbin's doing now.
Right.
I don't know. Mojo has all this charisma, but yet when I watch his matches, I'm not excited.
No, he is not hype in the ring. He's hype outside of it.
So what you're saying is neither of you are hyped.
No.
And you're not staying hyped.
I'm hyped, but then I'm not staying hyped. Let's go that.
When was the last time we had Zack Ryder as a heel, though? Is it all the way back to the Edgeheads days?
Yeah, that was a long time ago. He's been face for a long time.
So, I mean, either guy could have a career renaissance with a heel turn. It's just, Zack is going to be the easier guy to turn heel because Zack can actually work a mic.
Right.
I don't know how Mojo being so charismatic and hyped, I don't know how that works as a heel. Like, would he just tone down everything and be like a methodical to get... I don't know how he would pull off being heel. Do you have any ideas, Carrie?
None.
I guess they gotta turn Zach.
It makes sense.
It's a logical choice.
Yeah, that one makes sense. That's why I always thought when Zach came back, it seemed like Zach didn't like care to be back with Mojo. That's what it seemed like to me.
Yeah, I don't know. A cool twist would be to have American Alpha turn on the Hype Bros, which reunites the Hype Bros and keep them together, and then keep American Alpha interesting because there's no heel tag teams on SmackDown aside from the Usos.
True.
True.
Unless you count the Ascension, which nobody does.
No, not even the Ascension.
No. I mean, American Alpha needs to be doing something. There is no bigger waste of talent right now.
Yeah, they are being wasted completely.
Them and Revival.
Yes. Well, yeah, what happened to Revival? When are they coming back?
I don't know, but if they don't go hard soon, I'm going to go limp.
You are okay? going to go limp. I had a question for you. Do you think Connor is only in the job so he can get the buffet meals?
I've heard catering is pretty damn good.
That's what I've heard, too.
Well, look at it from Connor's perspective. He's probably like, I'm so sick of my body getting tore up. I haven't really had a good vacation because they keep bringing me into show tapings and rarely using me. And until, like, the past month. Past month, he's been on TV a lot.
Yep.
But realistically, they haven't been using him all that much. But they have to work the house shows and stuff. He's just like, fuck it. I'm getting paid great money. I'm letting myself go to hell. And the food is great.
Yeah.
Like, everything is really working in Connor's favor right now.
It is, if you think about it, yeah. He's winning. He's winning. He just doesn't care.
What's Connor really going to do? Is he going to hit the gym? Because if he does that, it's going to take him a good 6 months to sculpt himself
yep.
into something meaningful.
Right.
And the only other thing that I can think for them to do is to have him like talk to the Big Show and consult with him and be like, hey, how did Big Show get so thin?
Hmm.
That's the only way. And even then, so if Connor gets himself in shape, what happens then? They're still not going to push the Ascension. We know these things to be facts. So at this point, what's it matter?
What do you think, Carrie?
I really don't think it does at this point. They're done. They're a lost cause.
Yeah, so he's winning the lottery here, guys. I think he's the smart one here.
I'm still voting for Victor and Aiden English to form a tag team. Two guys with no body fat. Let's just see what happens. Mm.
Well, guys, let's move on, unless there's anything else you guys want to cover.
Well, since I didn't watch wrestling, I'm just going off what you guys, you know, talking about, so I'm good.
Well, funny you mentioned that, Russ. Well, now that you've been more or less brought up to speed, do you have your man crush choice for this week?
I do have my man crush choice this week. And you're going to be a little bit shocked. It's a bit of a twist. You know, you're thinking it should be Tanae Young. But I'm actually going to go with the fictional hot dog that Kent said was in the New Day entourage. That hot dog had me so enticed and so delicious sounding that I thought for sure the hot dog was one of the real things. And that hot dog is a beautiful, beautiful dream. So I'm going with Kent's fictitious hot dog for my man crush of the week.
Fair.
He also danced.
Exactly, danced seductively.
I just don't know how Tanae Young just can't compete with a dancing hot dog.
No.
It just can't happen.
Nothing can. I don't think anything can.
No, like, it really can't.
Tyler Breeze looked really good for a chick in a wig. Like, or for a dude. Like, he looked very natural in that role. That's all
that's
I can really say. Like, would you not agree with that, Carrie? He looked very natural.
He looks, every time he does the, you know, the disguises, he looks really good.
Alright, I will watch that segment. I'll watch that, the rap battle, and probably the battle royal.
The battle royal is quick enough.
Okay.
Well, with that being said, now that we've gotten some happy, let's get some more negativity. Kent, what's grinding your gears this week?
I'm so glad that you asked. What's grinding my gears is that I sat through TNA's Slammiversary. And although I did see one of the greatest matches of the year in Scott Steiner and Josh Matthews versus Jeremy Borash and Joseph Park, which signaled the return of an overweight Shark Boy and then a new look bald-headed James Mitchell, which fucking got me super excited. aside from that match, what a letdown. They had an EC3 versus James Storm leather strap match. Great match. Probably should have been the main event. No. Main event, Bobby Lashley versus Alberto in a Impact Wrestling / GFW World Title Unification match. And Alberto won. This is your 15th anniversary, and you don't have the guy who's been carrying your company win. You have Alberto win. James Storm should have been in that main event slot, quite frankly, because he's been there for almost all 15 years, except for that small stint in NXT, which kind of bombed. Very upset. And to go even further, it's reported that Paige was in the front row wearing a Dos Caras mask, I believe is how you pronounce it. It's Alberto's dad. So she's back with Del Rio. She's going to die. So that's kind of grinding my gears. And finally, to go off of TNA just a little bit, shame on WWE. Last week, they did this whole women's fucking revolution thing. You know, you had women main event, Raw, SmackDown. But then nobody really talked about the NXT match this week. And I really want to shame WWE, because there are weeks when NXT has a great match on. And during Raw or SmackDown, the commentators should bring up, hey, in case you missed it, check out NXT this week, because there was this really great match. Nikki Cross versus Asuka in a last woman standing match may very well be the greatest women's match for in-ring work that I've ever seen. It was great. It raised the bar so damn high. It's what a hardcore women's match without being overly hardcore should look like. Really great, and not a single word spoken on Raw or SmackDown in the midst of this women's revolution. So shame on them for not promoting that properly. And that's what really grinds my gears.
All right, well, I'm going to jump right into our news for the week, guys.
Carrie, did you just turn the page?
I did just turn the page.
Can I get real quick interjection with Asuka? How badly are they going to fuck her up when she goes to the WWE?
She'll be in Japan in 2 years.
All right, sorry, Carrie, go ahead.
All right, so as we all of our listeners know, we have the big wrestling story of the week. Well, I decided I'm going to change things up a little bit. And now the big wrestling story of the week is now going to be called the Wrestling News Roundup. Well, Kent already broke my first news story of the roundup. Yes, yes, Paige and Del Rio are back together after a 3-day breakup? Their relationship's just unhealthy, and yeah, moving on. So, second big wrestling story for this week is Mauro Ranallo has signed a 2-year contract with NXT. He will be doing commentary for NXT only, from what I was reading. And my third wrestling story is that there's going to be a new Psych movie coming out, and Charlotte is going to be starring as one of the female roles. And that is my weekly wrestling news round.
Wow. I loved Psych as a television show, and you just ruined it by Charlotte having a main role in it.
Well, she has a role. I don't know if it's going to be how major of a role it's going to be.
Oh, please be just a quick one-time, five-second thing.
Boo! Boo.
Well, from what I read,
Carrie, boo.
Hey, her character name is Heather Rockrear, apparently.
Heather Rockrear? Sounds like she's a wrestler. That sounds like it's a wrestler's name. On a fake show.
And a damn fine parody of Heather Locklear?
Yes.
So, I think that we are not doing our due diligence.
Okay.
We really haven't set up like any kind of bet as to a specific date in which Paige is going to get murdered by Del Rio. Other people take, you know, do death bets. I feel that we're not doing our due diligence because we know this is going to happen. Paige is going to die at the hands of Alberto Del Rio. I'm just saying it's going to happen October 2nd, 2018.
You want us to go over under on that, or you want us to give our own dates?
I don't give a fuck, whatever you do, but I'm telling you, that's the date.
All right, I'm going to go with March 10th, 2019.
February 14th, 2018.
Carrie's going quick.
Wow. Paige, we hardly knew you.
I see this ending so bad.
Oh, it's the only way. It's the only way. If someone doesn't step in and save her, or she doesn't finally learn it herself, that's the only way it's going to end.
I wonder if Chris Hero could save it.
Do we count it if she dies from a drug overdose?
No.
No, because, I mean, unless Lex Luger's involved.
Well, what if Alberto and her both did drugs and she died, he didn't?
That counts, because we all blame Luger for Elizabeth's death.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was wondering. Does it count? Okay.
Also, on top of what Carrie said about Morrow, he did the announcing for last week's NXT, so he was the commentator for the great women's match. Even more reason to watch it.
Yeah. Is that last week's NXT?
Yeah.
Okay.
NXT, for the past 3 weeks, have put on some decent to good shows.
So what you're saying is I should watch NXT this week instead of bothering with Raw and SmackDown.
Well, I feel that Carrie at one point said to me that she was going to skip Raw and just watch NXT, to which I strongly still encourage that idea.
It's shorter, and you get more bang for your buck.
I think starting next week, guys, we may be getting a NXT recap report. To be continued.
I'm sold.
Speaking of recaps and picks and, well, things that are happening next week or maybe in a few days, should we do a quick lightning round, guys, and do our Great Balls of Fire picks?
Sounds good to me.
All right, let's start off with the kickoff show. The WWE Cruiserweight Championship, Neville versus Akira Tozawa. Russ, who do you got?
I'm going to go with Neville.
Kent?
Yeah, if it's just the kickoff show.
Yeah, no. I got Neville as well. All right, let's move on to the main card. First one up. The match that none of us really care about, none of us really want to see. Enzo versus Big Cass. Kent, who you got?
I forgot that match was happening. God damn it. Wow. If they job Cass out on his first singles match to Enzo, I mean, that's slow clap worthy. So for that reason alone, I am picking Enzo Amore.
As much as I'd love to see that happen for Kent's sake, because they're right, Cass all the way. There's no way he's losing.
Big Cass. And I have zero fucks to give. Moving on to another I don't care about either. Seth Rollins versus Bray Wyatt. I have Bray winning this. Russ, how about you?
I'm going to go with Bray. Seth doesn't need a win at this point, I guess. I don't know. Bray needs one always, so Bray.
And Kent.
I think this is the second or third straight week that we've gotten Carrie to swear, which tells me that WWE is breaking her will.
It is.
So that's kind of neat. Bray definitely needs the win here, so Seth Rollins for the win.
Yep.
All right, let's talk tag team championship match in our 30-minute Iron Man match. We got Cesaro versus the Hardys. I'm going with Cesaro. Kent, who you got?
Yeah. What you said. We're going with the bar.
Also going with the bar. Should we say how many pins or no? Don't bother.
Yeah, it's going to be... It's going to be a 2 to 3.
Okay. Carrie?
Sounds reasonable. I agree with Kent.
I'm going to say 4 to 5. 5 to 4, obviously. Shazara.
So we're going to have 9 endings to a match within 30 minutes.
Yep.
That'd be fucking amazing.
I think so.
I'm all for it. All
right.
Actually, you know what? Russ inspired me. I'm going 4 to 3.
All right.
Lots of DQs.
All right. I'm sticking.
That's what I was thinking. A couple of DQs.
All right. Let's talk Intercontinental Championship. Miz versus Dean. Take 5,000,025. I go Miz retaining. Russ?
If The Miz doesn't retain, I don't know if I want to watch wrestling anymore.
Are you going to riot again?
No, I'm not saying that. It won't make any sense. What was the point of giving him the belt a month ago if they're just going to take it away from him again and give it back to Dean? Dean's done with the belt. He needs to do something else.
Dean's done with the belt. When was the last time Miz was not involved with the Intercontinental Championship? Think about it. It's been over a year that he's been shoved up that belt's proverbial ass.
It's true. It's damn true. It's just... I'm sick of these two. I am so... Like, I am done watching these two fight.
Yeah. I think Miz is going to win, and I think an interesting twist is going to be down the road. I think Heath Slater is going to join the Miztourage.
Hmm.
Reunite, you know, the group... Why not? Heath has nothing going for himself right now.
It's true.
It'd be terrible. Like, Heath versus Miz is money for SummerSlam. I think that's the money match. Will they do it?
No.
Speaking of money matches, let's see. Raw Women's Championship. Alexa versus Sasha. I'm not even going to say my pick. You guys know. Alexa. Russ?
Alexa.
More importantly, there's 8 matches on the card and they could only fit 1 women's match. Carrie, where's your outrage?
I'm silently outraging over here.
I don't know. No, Sasha Banks don't win the belt at pay-per-views. She's never won a belt at a pay-per-view, so I gotta go with Bliss still.
Alright. Ambulance match. Roman Reigns versus Braun Strowman. I say Braun or iRiot.
Ooh.
Kent?
So Eric better get his camera ready. God, there's no way in hell Roman's not winning this match. I got Roman.
I was going to go Braun, but now I kind of want Roman to see a carry riot.
Yeah, it's going to be a quick video of me throwing things.
It's all right. Unless they say historic a bunch of times, then you got to cheer a lot.
This is true. Actually, I should be picking Reigns, all things considered. Yeah, I knew I was going to be able to keep that up too long. Speaking of things that we can't keep up long, Universal Championship, Brock Lesnar versus Samoa Joe. Lesnar, because there's no way that they're going to let Joe win.
Okay. Joe winning?
I know this involves me having faith in WWE, so I know I'm wrong already. All I will say is that Brock is not going to cleanly beat Samoa Joe. As a matter of fact, I'm going to say Samoa Joe by DQ.
Ah, you took it from me. I was hoping you wouldn't go that route. I was going to say Joe.
Maybe your name should get called first, Russ.
Oh, yeah, it should have been. Joe, DQ. I was thinking they might
Russ, you're whining about me taking stuff from you. Have you read our blogs?
I know. I take from you all the time. Yeah, Joe DQ. It gives Joe the win, but keeps belt on Brock.
Fair.
Do you think it would make sense to like have Brock almost start winning cheaply, like as a wounded animal type champion?
I think so.
Would that add more intrigue to Brock in any way? Because right now, Brock just being dominant's not intriguing in any way to me.
Not really. And at least with this feud, that's what's been great about this. He hasn't been dominant, so would be neat to go that route. Will they? Probably not. No.
All right. Well, those are our picks, listeners. Let's see how right we are come, well, this time next week.
I'm going to say 50-50 at this rate.
Yeah, pretty much. All right. So let's do our I'm not finished with you yet segment before we do Guess the Wrestler.
I believe so.
All right. Well, my pick for next week is I'm looking forward to whatever fallout there is for Samoa Joe. Russ, how about you?
I can't wait to see where the Bray and Seth feud goes next for SummerSlam. That sounds exciting.
And Kent.
So you're both telling me that you actually care about watching Raw next week. I'm calling both of you liars, okay? I am going to pick what happens next with Mike Bennett and Maria.
All right.
Fair enough. All right. So let's go ahead and move on to Guess the Wrestler. Oh, wait. Before we do that, we forgot about Are You Not Entertained?
Oh.
The answer is no from everybody.
Yeah, I didn't watch
okay,
anything.
Fair
so
enough.
I
okay.
That's how we save time here.
I was entertained by you guys telling me all these great stories.
Dancing hot dog.
That's right.
Yeah, that was the most entertaining part, and it didn't exist. And with that, let's play Guess the Wrestler.
Are we making Carrie do it again? Or did you make Carrie do it last week?
Yeah, I did it last week.
Yeah, so it's your turn, Russ. I'm sure you've picked somebody by now.
Yes. Yes, I have.
Man, maybe you should get your Wikipedia page up for fact-checking right now.
I should right now.
The preparedness is here.
I thought it was your week, tell you the truth, Kent.
No, because I had like 5 out of 7 weeks, so it's been catch up. Next week, Carrie, and then I finally get another turn, but yeah. I went way too much. So, Carrie, you want to explain the rules while Russ
yes.
is preparing?
Absolutely. I was just about to do that. So, listeners, here are the rules for Guess the Wrestler. One of us picks a wrestler. In this case, this week it's Russ. And the other two have 9 questions that they ask and 2 guesses after those 9 questions have been answered. And, of course, as always, each week, the person picking the wrestler provides us with whether it's a current or former wrestler and if it's, of course, male or female. So, Russ, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
All right. Male, current.
Which brand?
WWE.
I thought that was the obvious thing, but I'm pretty sure she met SmackDown or Raw, Russ.
Oh, does that? Oh, yes. Stupid me. Sorry. SmackDown.
All right, I'm going to go really out on a limb here. This is the first time this question's ever been asked.
Okay.
Has this person ever been in a film? I know that you already had this person, so you should be very well versed in whether this person's been in a film or not.
Well, you mean by, like, a movie?
Yeah. Have they been in a film? I'm not asking even a TV show. I'm asking, have they been in a film?
I'm trying to think what you mean by film.
Not a documentary. Like, it could have been a WWE film. It could have just been No Holds Barred. It could be anything. Have they been in a film?
My answer to that is...
And you can get back to me if you're got to look.
I'm going
to
say no.
Okay.
Just by what I'm looking at on the wiki page.
Have they ever held the championship belt?
Do you mean the World WWE? No.
Have they ever held a tag team championship while in WWE or NXT?
Good question.
This is pretty much eliminating Connor from my list, unfortunately.
Yeah, I'm going to say no, not tag. I don't think any... Yeah, no.
Have they ever held a title in the WWE?
In the WWE, including NXT? I don't think so, actually.
Okay.
I'm looking to make sure I'm not lying. Yeah, I don't think so. Not according to this.
All right, Russ. Another question that I haven't asked much of. Can you describe their hair color and length? And by that I mean short or long, short, and then hair color.
Short. Blackish brown, brown black, something like that.
Catchphrases, do they have any?
I don't want to say he has catchphrase. The way you asked it, that's all I'm going to say. He does not have a catchphrase. Although we do... no, I can't. A recent one that might help, maybe, but recent, very recent. But it's not really a catchphrase. If that helps.
Does this person's entrance music have actual lyrics when they come out to the ring?
No. How many more questions do you guys have? Two?
Can't believe I haven't asked this yet. Are they a singles wrestler or a tag team wrestler?
Tag team right now. That should help a lot.
Fuck. You keep thwarting my ideas.
Oh. Yeah, same here.
All right. So, currently in a tag team on SmackDown. All right, Carrie, we got this. It's not an Uso. It's not an Alpha. It's not a New Day. It's not an Ascension. It's not a Shining Star. That really leaves us with the Hype Bros, but eliminates... Zack Ryder.
Because he's held a belt.
Right. And it eliminates Mojo because Mojo ain't got no hair. So that leaves us with Breeze Dango. And Tyler Breeze has blonde hair.
Are you thinking...
Are we missing...
Oh, I think he... Dancing?
And he said that only recently has he had much of a catchphrase.
You guys guessing?
Go ahead, Carrie, if you want.
On the count of three, why don't we both say it?
Okay.
One, two, three.
Zeus.
Fandango.
Did you do that on purpose? I'll wait a second because you guys will come back to me in a second, I'm sure. But yes, it is... Fandango.
Ah, damn it.
I did not hear what you guys said. I'm assuming it was Fandango. You both paused.
Oh no, your video went blank for a second, so you lost connection. So when we count three, she said Fandango, and I said Zeus.
He said Zeus. Nice. Yes, it was Fandango. Man. That was just quick off the top of my head person I could think of, so.
Well done. Well, listeners, there's another successful round of Guess the Wrestler. Tune in again next week for another round of that. Before we officially sign off for the night, Kent, any announcements that you would like to share with our listeners?
I'll be back on Monday with Steve. As far as blogs go, we'll have the previews and the reviews going up sometime this weekend. And, well, the preview this weekend. I think that's about it. We just had the Jaws horror movie blog discussion. I kind of hate my horror movie blog group. Well, like half of them at the moment. So, I don't know. I may completely can that whole fucking thing eventually. So, that's my big announcement.
Exciting.
All right, so, listeners, definitely go ahead and check all that stuff out as soon as you see them pop up on our website, which is 9deuce.com. Our wrestling blog can be found at 9deuce.com/wrestling. And we're also on Facebook at official 9deuce.
Is that?
It's 9deuce blogs.
Okay.
On Facebook. Official 9deuce is Instagram, Twitter, and I don't know. Maybe
see,
something else.
See, this is what happens when I don't have this stuff written down. So go check us out on our various social media platforms, or you can email us at wrestling@9deuce.com. And with that, for Ken, Russ, and myself, we wish you guys good night, and we will talk to you next week. Have a good night, everyone.
Bye, guys. Bye, everyone.
Night, y'all.
I think I want Zeus to be my pick next week. Or the week after. Whatever it is. No holds barred.